Locals urge to keep the fight up for Bakerloo Line. Southwark Council leader Peter John has urged the borough's residents to keep the momentum going in the campaign for the proposed Bakerloo Line extension and to help foot the multi-million pound cost. The life-changing scheme moved one step closer to reality last week when George Osborne and Boris Johnson asked Transport for London for detailed feasibility proposals. This is the culmination of 2 years campaigning on the issue, Councillor John told the news. We've moved it out of London and into the Treasury. We've moved it from a conversation with Boris into something that now has a very real opportunity for Southwark. He also revealed that the extension would cost between £2.5 billion and £4 billion, depending on whether the route goes via Old Kent Road, Camberwell or both. Roughly half the cost will have to be raised within the borough, a responsibility Councillor John asked residents to embrace. He said, "It's really important that residents in Southwark know there will be a pretty big financial cost. Are we up for the financial challenge of helping to pay for this?" Councillor John has been leading the Bakerloo Line extension campaign since he cornered Boris Johnson at a conference in Cannes 2 years ago, resulting in a verbal agreement from the mayor. However, Councillor John said that it was now up to the borough's residents and workers to ensure the scheme remained a priority. He said, "You've got to make sure that your voice is heard on this. This is not the time to take the foot off the accelerator. Keep lobbying, keep petitioning, keep holding public meetings." Simon Hughes, MP for Bermondsey and Old Southwark, has also welcomed the news. He said, "Our campaign for a two-branch Bakerloo Line extension is gaining momentum. I wrote to the Chancellor on the topic last year, and this has led to the commitment being made in the government's national infrastructure plan. A new tube line down both the Old Kent Road and the Woolworth Road would make a huge difference to our local transport infrastructure."